This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
For nearly 2,000 years, a set of over 900 scrolls lay hidden in remote caves of the Ein Gedi Hills. Then, in 1947, a young Bedouin shepherd followed one of his goats to the entrance of a cave. He threw a stone in after the goat, and when he heard a breaking sound, he went in to investigate. Inside, he found 10 ancient pottery jars containing parchment scrolls. A few of the scrolls were sold, and soon, after word got out about this amazing find, the scrolls became embroiled in political and religious disputes in that region. Eventually, more caves containing scrolls were found, and in 1953, an international team of archaeologists began studying the content of the scrolls, and these became known as the Dead Sea Scrolls. Most of those scrolls were likely written around 100 years before the birth of Jesus by a community of pious Jews called Essenes. These documents include 23 of the 24 books of the Hebrew Bible, some of which predate other surviving Hebrew texts by as much as 1,000 years. And the numerous non-biblical texts that were found provide a fascinating look at Jewish life in the first century during the time of Jesus. The Dead Sea Scrolls are indeed a testament to the antiquity of the Bible. But while many thought the scrolls would provide important answers, years later the scrolls continue to pose as many questions as answers.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Visit our website to learn more about Rabbi Eckstein's new book, Holy Songs of Israel, an educational and inspirational book about the Psalms. Just visit holylandmoments.ca.